Welcome to the Nicholas Natale Show, where we chat with entrepreneurs, experts, and entertainers to help you live a more fulfilling life and take your business to the next level. If you're not connected with me on Instagram at Nicholas Natale, please do so. I have an exciting announcement coming up that I don't want you to miss. Riddle of the week is, how did the pancake hurt itself? Stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out. This episode was mixed and mastered by the one and only Grant Singer. If you'd like Grant to audio engineer your podcast or music, click the link in the show notes or reach out to him on Instagram at Grant E. Singer. That was the intro. Now here is the episode. What is going on, everyone? I am back with a solo episode giving you five things that you need to be able to achieve anything. We're diving right in. That's not unusual for us. We're hopping in. Point number one is, failure is an event, not a person. Failure is something that happens. It is not who you are. In order to achieve anything you want, you need to declare for yourself that you will not allow failure to prevent you from achieving these things that you want. Failure, obstacles, obstructions, they're bound to happen on our journey that we've set off to face, albeit entrepreneurship, relationships, physically getting jacked. Obstacles try to get in the way. They just do. They try to get in the way of whatever goal you're trying to reach, and that's fine. That's what makes the journey worth it. It's what makes the payout so sweet once you accomplish something. However, you need to make a decision that when failures, roadblocks, and problems arise, you will not stop. You will find a solution to the problem and continue to move forward. You always have two options when failure shows its face. You can quit or you can keep going. Those are your only two choices. Choose to keep going. Keep in mind, when you're feeling discouraged, when you're feeling like you don't deserve to be on the path you're on, don't deserve to accomplish XYZ, that you can't, or that the whole idea was stupid to begin with, be aware that failure is sneaky. Failure tries to plant little seeds of doubt. It could come in the form of being hypercritical in how you said something, taking something someone said to you about your journey too personally. It could be playing the comparison game to others when you're not failing, but you covet what others have, so you feel like you're failing. Failure is sneaky. Have the resolve to keep going. It's a decision. You must decide that you will push through any obstacles that come your way, because we know they're coming. The second thing you need in order to achieve anything is clarity. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you are going to achieve? How will you know when you've achieved that thing? What is considered done? When's the end state? A good way to start that conversation is, what does my perfect life look like 5 years from now? Once you've answered that, you can ask the question, what is the thing I can do right now that will have the highest return on investment? It's a good question to ask. Here, I'll tell you why clarity is so important. It's important because it ensures you achieve the thing you actually want. This is how I format my goals to ensure clarity. What, why, when, and how. Been doing it for years. What do you want to do? This is the thing you want to achieve. What is it? And I'll give you an example. I am going to purchase a rental property with 12% return on investment. When do you want to do it by? I am going to purchase a rental property with 12% ROI by December 12th, 2021. Why do you want to purchase a rental property with 12% ROI? I am going to purchase a rental property with 12% ROI by December 12th, 2021 because financial freedom is important to me and I want to create a stream of passive income to free up time. Now, how are you going to do it? I am going to purchase a rental property with 12% ROI by December 12th, 2021 because financial freedom is important to me and I want to create a stream of passive income to free up time by contacting local real estate agents and getting on their mailing list and doing X, Y, and Z. You just list it out. It's creating complete goal statements that have all the specific necessities, all the things you need in order to achieve it. You know when you're gonna do it by. You know exactly what you're gonna do. You have some good first steps of how you're gonna do it. And you have your why. And the why is always the most important. Why are you gonna do anything? Are you serving yourself? Are you feeding your ego? Or is it something you truly want? Make sure you're chasing things for the right reason. And I'll do that with five of my top goals. And then I'll put those goals into priority order by which one I think will have the highest return for what I want. You know, a lot of this is based on time. A lot of this is based on things that you can do in the now. Maybe my top priority, my top number one goal, I can't do right now, so I have to do number two because of COVID, you know, whatever life situation it may be. So I'll do that. I'll put my 5 goals priority order, and then I will only focus on the top goal. That's what I recommend. Only focus on the top goal until it is accomplished. Then work on the second goal. Then the third. Making sure each well is dug as deep as it can be. Make sure that well is bountiful of water. That's my analogy. Make sure your wells are deep. By focusing on one goal at a time and understanding why it is we want those things. Clarity, clarity, clarity. It's okay to not know what you want, but it is not okay to not work to find out what you like. Can I get an amen? Point number 3. This is the third thing you need in order to achieve anything, is grit. You need grit. You gotta get after it. Grit is passion and perseverance toward long-term goals. Gritty people put in sustained effort over time to achieve high levels of success. Grit is displaying passion, perseverance toward a goal despite being confronted by distractions and obstacles. Those who possess grit are able to self-regulate and postpone their need for positive reinforcement while working diligently on a task. Living life like a marathon, not a sprint. Talent is a great thing, but it doesn't make you great. Grit is the factor that makes you great. Understanding that failure is not a permanent condition, but an opportunity to grow. Grit is the tenacity we have to overcome, to push, to fight when it gets hard. We have to have that tenacity, that grit. Grit is the thing that makes you stand out from others. You know, there's been a grip of grit studies where they show what the defining factor is, whether someone is going to succeed or not. And grit is always the one that pushes people higher than the others. Let's focus on the passion part of grit, since we covered perseverance earlier. The passion in grit is doing what no one else will, doing what no one else wants to, doing what it takes to break free from the herd and create your own path, putting in the extra hours, working when it isn't convenient or when you're tired, messaging and aligning yourself with people that others would be too afraid to reach out to, taking the job despite the challenges that will come along with it because it'll have a greater outcome in the end, stepping down or downgrading because it's better in the long run. You know, I've been saying this quite a bit to my inner circle, so I'll let you in on what I've been thinking. The older I get, the harder and harder it is to find individuals willing to delay gratification. Don't let that be you. Chase eternal satisfaction over temporary satisfaction. I'm not telling you not to enjoy life. It's not what I'm saying at all. I'm telling you to enjoy life at the appropriate pace that it'll take you to succeed in your given time frame. Everyone wants things today, but no one is willing to work for tomorrow. You gotta have grit, baby. That long-term focus and growth mindset. Number 4, the fourth thing that you need is consistency. A few factors to consider here, but let's talk about consistency through the lens of compound growth, because I believe the small and smart decisions we make each day can lead to incomprehensible and incredible results. For example, if you contributed $200 to an S&P 500 index fund and it had an average 10% return over 40 years, you'd end up with $1,062,222.13. It's pretty fantastic, right? Turning $200 monthly contributed, and then over a course of time, it turns into $1,000,000. You know, the only factor being time that really made it all happen. Now, let's take that same exact example and apply it to a skill. Let's say you want to learn piano. You start with 0 skills, but you practice diligently each day. And at the end of each year, you are 10% better, and we continue to compound those skills annually. If we keep in mind the compound growth example with the dollars that I just mentioned half a second ago, after 40 years, you would be roughly 1,006% better at playing piano. That is why consistency is important. There is no such thing as being an overnight success. It doesn't happen. Growing skills takes time, and in large, they reap the benefits of compound growth in their own way. Evaluate your habits and behaviors that you do on a daily. Are they beneficial? Are they habits worth replicating? Are the little things you're doing each day inching you toward your goal? Or are you going to get 1,006% better at the wrong things? Destructive behaviors. Are your daily actions aligning with your core values? There's a few ways that you can test this, and I'll give you two. One thing you can do is create a habit tracker. Make a chart. On the left side, list all the habits you would like to have. Horizontally on the top, put all the days of the week. After each day, check off if you did the desired habit you would like to do. Track it for weeks and see how consistent you are at doing the desired habits you want. Habit tracker. Boom. The other thing you can do to help working in productivity habits is write your core value or core values at the top of a page. After each hour you work, write down what you just spent that hour working on. And once that hour is up, check to see if it reflects the core value you wrote at the top. If it doesn't, cross it off your list and never do it again because it doesn't align with your core values or your core value, so you shouldn't do it. Or you reevaluate your core values if you think it should align and it doesn't. It's a good way to see if your behaviors are aligning with your core values. My side note benefit of consistency, whether it be when building a brand, working on a relationship, or your reputation, is that consistency builds trust. Trust within yourself and the trust of others. They know what to expect of you. The last point, point five, is intentionality with your resources. I saved this one for last because this has been the largest lesson of 2021 for me, without a doubt. Are you intentionally using the resources you have right now to curate the highest level of output? Let's talk about being intentional with your time. Here's a little nugget for you to hold on to. Prioritize your time or someone else will prioritize it for you. My goodness. Let me say that again so we can sit on it. Prioritize your time or someone else will prioritize it for you. Oof. Have you ever blocked out a few days to do nothing, then somehow you end up incredibly busy or way busier than you would have anticipated? Yeah, me too. Have you ever planned something for yourself, but gave it up because someone else asked you to do something for them? Yeah. Yeah, me too. Neither of these things are inherently bad. However, the point being, if you are chasing something, wanting to perform at a high level, and hoping to achieve a goal, you will need to prioritize your time accordingly. You will need to be intentional about the relationships you put time into. You will need to be intentional with how many hours a week you are willing to work. Define for yourself what opportunities you will say yes to and what you will say no to. Alex Sanfilippo and Scott Miller both stated when they came on the show, it's saying no to the good so you can say yes to the great. That's real. And I'll get vulnerable with you here. It's no secret. Since I was a kid, I wanted to be one of two things, either a professional athlete or an entertainer, specifically a comedic talk show host who also acts. And I also enjoy the tube. If I'm being honest, the YouTube, that is, not like the subway system or the train, because I believe people call that the tube. Besides the point, the question I ask myself and the question you will ask yourself for your desired goals are, if you put all of your resources into it, your time, your money, your connections, everything, towards your desired goal, do you think you would succeed? If you put all of your resources toward this thing that you want, do you think that you would succeed? Be intentional about using your resources to maximize your opportunities to succeed. Only you have the responsibility to move your life forward. Not saying you'll never have help, but it is up to you to set the sails in the direction you want them to go. That was the episode. You just listened to it. Uploads every Friday at 6 a.m. Lest we forget, this episode was baked, battered, mixed, mastered, spit, spattered, splattered, and mastered by Grant Singer. If you'd like Grant to audio engineer your podcasting music, reach out to him on Instagram at Grant E. Singer. His handle will be in the show notes. The real reason you're still here, how did the pancake hurt itself? Doing backflips. I don't know. Love me some pancakes though, am I right? Don't forget to leave a 5-star review and to share this episode with your friends and say something nice to them. I love you, and I'll see you next week.